I was just sharing this with Biggie. He didn't see it. Chris Tim witnessed it yesterday.
This is a beaten man in front of us.
He's beaten. You know when they say when it rains, it pours. You know, my father used to always say, you know, it's always something. He's very wise.
He came up with that?
He said that. He goes, you know what? It's always something. He's right. He's right. I had my air conditioning on my minivan go out months ago. It's just now being fixed. You know, that's been difficult. We've shared that story. Then we had the air conditioning in the house go out 3 or 4 days ago. They need to order a part. By the way, much more expensive than I thought it would be. Much more.
Really?
Yeah. Big expense on that.
Oh, I thought it was I thought we already knew the number. It was higher than we thought.
Well, he didn't know. This was not vehicle. Yeah, this is home.
Okay, yeah.
He said, got to order a part. This was like Friday.
Tariffs.
Tariffs. Right.
Are you able to dwell in the other zones?
Yeah. We have different.
The more temperate zones?
We have different zones in our home.
Mm-hmm.
And this one particular air conditioning unit went out, and it's where the children sleep. So you know that's my highest priority. That's where my children
as it should be.
That's where my children sleep. And they're both at home right now.
Where my children sleep and play with their toys. Godfather 2.
GF2, great movie. Probably the best sequel of all time. Whew. I mean, great movie. Anyhow, that's where my children sleep, so I need that air conditioning fixed. Luckily, we've caught a break with the weather. It is, you know, 65 degrees, surprisingly, here in the middle of summer. But the guy came out, like, Friday. He said, we'll have to order the part. It'll be middle of next week. It's being fixed tomorrow. And he says, yesterday he texted me, here's how much the part was, and it was 5 times more expensive than I thought it would be. I mean, it was very, very expensive. So that hurt, you know.
Is this a part inside the house or outside where the
thing is?
Yeah.
The outside part or the inside part?
The outside part. It's embarrassing. He goes, okay, where's the unit? And I was like, I don't know.
The unit? Uh-huh.
I do not
know. So you don't play games.
Oh, you're asking.
Oh, you're one of those.
Oh, where's the unit? We walked around the house together. I was like, that could be it right there. Look at that. It's like, yeah, that's
it. Is it in here? Is it under the sink?
He found it. He got it. So he's fixing that today. Now, so
let me start with an easy one. Where's your thermostat, sir?
That one I knew. Okay. Then he asked me where the attic was. Go there. So all that's being done, air conditioning at home, air conditioning in the car. Yesterday, Chris Tim witnessed this. You know my day at 11:30. I always leave. I go to the gym at noon. That is like day in, day out. There's a class that I take at noon with Barry from Up in HR. We take it together sometimes. So yesterday, like 5 after 11, my wife calls and she goes, you need to get home right now.
It was one of those situations, Biggie, where he got the text first and said, call immediately. And I heard Kelly go, oh, no.
Yeah, when she said that.
This can't be good.
Hey, boy. Yep, she goes, call me right now. So I called her, and she said,
Hey, sweetie.
And she goes, there's smoke going off. There's alarms. There's water. Yeah, I need you to get home right now. I was like, oh, good.
You know, click.
So, yeah, that's right.
You just watch your day disappear in a puff of smoke.
Gone. Hell, gone. It's
gone.
Yeah.
You know, right there.
Not your first thought was, my house could be on fire with my children.
No, it was not. My first thought was, there goes my dad.
There goes the gym. How am I going to tell Barry?
Yep. Couldn't even tell Barry. Had to leave.
Barry was out.
Yeah, I was gone. I was like, well, I got to go. So I throw everything into my attache. I get in my hot car, drive to my hot house. All right. This is what I'm doing.
So who's at the house when you arrive?
All three. Mother. Son, daughter.
Okay.
All there.
My wife, how would you describe their mental state?
My wife was frantic, frazzled. Okay, that's how I describe that.
Okay.
My children were nonplussed.
Yeah.
They're sitting
nonplussed.
There, unmoved. Scrolling on the phone.
So the Wi-Fi was all unaffected.
Mm-hmm. My son had his hoodie on having a bowl of cereal. It's 11:30, you know. I'm at home.
Oh, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be at the gym?
Now, the last thing I heard was smoke, alarms, water. You know?
Yeah.
What?
Somebody smells smoke.
Yeah, right. Well, I get there, and here's what's happened. My wife had gone to school. She teaches school, so she was there preparing for the school year. My son was in his room. My daughter was down in the living room. My daughter reports this. She's 16 years old. The lights in the living room are off. It's raining heavily. All of a sudden, the lights flicker on and like flicker. Okay.
They're here.
Okay. So she assumes there's a poltergeist.
They're here.
Yes. Yes.
We got a supernatural possession happening.
Naturally, she thinks that the demon has finally come.
Well, and we've never been able to prove it, but there is possible your house was built on burial ground.
Possible. Remember that we had the sounds in the attic?
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she, of course, thinks, here's the demon.
Yeah. Daddy did it. He finally did it.
Okay, right. So she called her mother, and her mother called me. Her mother called on the way home because all she had heard was flickering lights, water.
I smell smoke.
When the lights flickered, they flicked on and off, and then the light switch went pops, and smoke came out of the light switch. According to my daughter, she's the only one that witnessed this.
They're here.
Exactly right.
Do we have a ventriloquist doll somewhere in the home in a rocking chair?
There is one. And a clown whose head turns all the way around.
Yeah. Problem is, you know what? Your house would be hard to haunt. Because the kids wouldn't even care.
They didn't.
It's true. They appear nonplussed.
A clown could walk by your son in the kitchen, and he'd just be like,
that's weird. What's nice balloon, bro.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
We all float down here. Whatever.
Yeah. Aren't you terrified?
No.
So, when I was on the phone.
Are you still en route to the
house?
I was
en route. I called her back. I was like, tell me more. She goes, I'll tell you what. Your children are useless. I have to have the phone a foot from my ear. Your children are useless. They have no idea. I'm trying to battle this.
Which light switch popped?
Oh, no. One of them?
Exactly. So I get there, and my wife has already arrived home. And okay. I think very smartly, she's turned off the breaker to the room where the light was.
Well,
that was smart.
Yeah. That is smart.
I thought that was really smart.
Would you have been able to do the same?
I think I could have done that.
Yeah, breaker. Okay.
She was able to. My biggest problem there is my readers. The writing on it is very
smart. Dining room?
I don't know what it is.
Living room?
I don't know where to hit the breaker.
Bonus, rumpus, which room are we in?
Exactly. There's so many rooms and so many switches.
Study? What's the study?
I didn't know. Yep. I didn't know what to. She got it done already. And as I got there, she was walking back into the garage. And she turned to me and she said, let me reiterate, your children are absolutely useless. She used the word. She used a phrase that had the word tits in it. Okay. She's like, they're as useless as tits on a mule. And I said, okay.
All right.
Huh?
So I walk in. There's my son with his hoodie up over his head.
Mom said we're getting a mule.
So my daughter's sitting there scrolling her phone. They did not seem concerned. I said to my daughter, what happened?
Okay.
She explained to me. She showed me the lights. She said, that's the switch. You know, that's where the puff of smoke and the bzzz sound.
Could you see any evidence of?
No, there was no like
no
a
singeing.
No, but the ceiling had now the ceiling had a little brown spot on it. Like,
that's the water.
That's water damage.
Yeah. Of course it's water. Of course it's roof. It's water. So I said, all right, let me call the man, you know, so I
did you go up to the attic and look?
No, I did not go. No, I should have gone up to the attic.
Tits on mule.
Okay, useless as tits on a mule.
So there are no buckets up there trying to collect what's coming through?
We did that.
Okay.
We put a bucket.
Okay.
We put a bucket down. But then it stopped. I mean, I don't know. It's very difficult to. It didn't really come into the room much. A little bit, like, coming through. And, of course, I didn't know what to do other than call somebody. And my wife had already called the non-emergency line, and she said they were downright rude. You know, she called like non-emergency fire department.
Oh, okay.
And
oh.
said, we've had this happen. And the woman said, well, call 911. And she goes, well, I don't think it's an emergency. Like, they don't need to come out here with a fire truck, but it'd be nice if somebody would see something. She goes, look, what can I tell you? Call 911. And that set my
That's
wife
your second non-emergency run-in for the week.
Twice, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife did not like that. My children were under her. She was very mad at them, and I could tell the 911 officer or whoever it was, very rude to her. And that was it. And so I looked around, called the guy, and he said, I'll be out today between noon and 4. And by the way, I have a meeting.
Noon and four.
Yes, noon and
that
four.
That means goodbye, Jim.
Yeah.
Actually, I forgot this. I have a meeting today at 1:30, and my wife has to work today. School is starting back up. My son will be handling the person coming between noon. But I'll be home about 2:30. So the guy comes between noon and 2:30. He's going to have, and I have written out
a list, I'm sure.
I've written out everything he should say. I said, if he asks you this, refer to this. We've got sheets in front of them. He'll be telling him what happened. So that's where we are now. And we'll just wait and see. And I just said, you know, I just said, what you do is you take these things. You know, it's like this is the time that is trying our patience. This is a very difficult time. We got through it. We get through it. That's what we do.
What I picture is kind of the opening scene of the movie Home Alone, where Joe Pesci is the cop.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there. Mm-hmm. And I picture that the heating and air guy today trying to get you someone's attention, your son's.
Yeah.
And it never fails.
And he won't be able to tell him or
anything.
I'm hoping that I'm hoping what usually happens with these kinds of things does happen, where they go, we're on a call, we're late, it'll be 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, so then I'll be home.
Okay.
I'll be home. We're trying to adjust it. But my son is the point man on this. So we'll see how that goes. You know, we're lucky he's home. He's going to be off at college.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll be in college in 2 weeks. So where he's home to handle this, this is happening.
Did you and your wife do the same thing where both of you, when you said, I have a meeting, and she said, I'll be at school, both kind of looked at each other like, your job.
Yeah.
Because I bet neither one of you really respects the other's job.
Do you have to be there?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Do you have to?
I'm back at school. Are you? I have a meeting. Do you?
And then I got several of these emails as well. Apparently, the Pine Straw Bandits are out in full force now.
Yeah.
All over the place. It was 3 years ago, almost to the day, that I was scammed out of $4,000. Our fact checker, Rusty, says my 3-year ban on me spending any money has come to an end. It's been 3 years.
How about that?
That was about, it's been about 3 years and a week.
3 years?
Well, three long years.
What do you think, a new pickleball paddle?
Well, right now, we've got so many issues.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, maybe a new roof.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues going on right now.
New wiring.
Yeah, we're going to have her rewired and all that kind of stuff.
That sucks, yeah.
I think, remember I told you about 2 weeks ago that the alarm went off in the middle of the night. I was here, and the alarm went off, and fire had to be called. I think water got into that wiring.
You're right.
It was raining.
Yeah.
It was raining, and that's when my wife put on her makeup and everything for the firefighters and requested that they do the job shirtless.
Yep.
Which they thought was odd, and they put a star by her name then, too. So.
Yeah.
But she really tried to look her best.
Maybe that's why she's on the list now.
Maybe. Maybe the woman who she called knew she was. But apparently, pine straw season is back so much that people are warning others on social media, look out for these guys. They'll come to your house.
The MO is always the same. They say they'll count the strings. Just put a little bit around the flower beds, and in the end, they charge you more than $1,000, often preying on the weak and infirm.
That's what the article said. The article literally said one woman had been taken advantage of. She said, I want a little around the flower beds. They charged her almost $2,000. And I said, look at all these strings. Well, that's how they got me, too. And then it said, obviously, the weak and infirm are targeted.
You're going to want to need to watch your elderly parents. They'll probably fall for this.
And I just shake my head, and everybody warns me, like, I mean, they're going to get me again. Let me tell you, there's no pine straw in our yard. We haven't been allowed to buy any in 3 years. No, grass and weeds just grown up everywhere, you know. It just looks awful. There's where the pine straw used to be now is just nothing. Now, in the fall, I've decided to go back to getting pine straw. This is the first time we're going to do it in 3 years. We've sat out the required time now. That was a self-imposed.
The self-imposed ban.
That was a self-imposed ban on buying any major purchase, and including pine straw, for 3 years, and now that has come and gone.
So now looking at it, though, the only place that you have proper air conditioning is when you're at work.
Yeah, not
in my car.
You
don't have it
in
your van. You don't have it at home right now.
That's right. I'm running hot.
And your gym.
Gym. They keep the gym air conditioned. That's it, though.
And that's really where you want to be.
Yeah,
here in the gym.
That's my. This,
that's your
do you want to be
places.
Home?
This is home. I am home. I'm like that kid in Almost Famous.
Yeah, I have to get home.
You are home.
This is my home right here.
That's where you're happiest.
Here and on the treadmill.
You try to lie to us and do things like, yeah, weekend, am I right? Woo, long one, boys. But this is where you are happy.
This is home right here.